Yes, amen. We prayed for an evangelist and Wendy showed up at our door. Hallelujah. That's just how God does things around here. So we're so thankful for her, thankful for her love for people, for the lost, and just the passion and the joy of the Lord is her strength. And so at this time, we just give her another warm welcome. Wendy Hofer.
Check. There we go. Glory to God, right? Amen. What a morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'll never be the same. He changes us from glory to glory to glory every day. When we press in, when we obey, every day. Hallelujah. He always gives me little rhymes like that. And just as Pastor Janet was talking the other day, it's like my prayer today. It says, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lord, just make my tongue the pen of a ready writer. Father, we thank you. We glorify you. We know you've got great plans. I pray that even when people watch later, Father, that their hearts are open to receive, Father, everything that you have for them. Holy Spirit, this is your service. So take it away. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So it all started for me on the floor. That's not the first time I hit the floor. That's when I got licensed through Dr. Rodney at the river in Tampa Bay. And the fire just hit me again and again and again. Win the lost at any cost. So the Great Commission is my heart. Absolutely. That's what he's called me to do. Win the lost at any cost. So I want to, I was going to start with Jeremiah, but this morning, as I was driving here, the Lord popped something in my heart and showed me something. So he wants me to read this first. Okay, you know, we follow the plan of the Lord. Amen. The man plans his way, but the Lord, thank God, he orders our steps. So this is from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, but it really touched my heart. It says, a whole new world will open up for you as you discover not just what the anointing is, but what it means to you. The Bible defines the anointing as God on flesh doing those things that flesh cannot do. Like, I wouldn't stand up here and talk to you if it wasn't for the Lord. I don't want to do anything without him. I can't do anything, nor do I want to do anything without him. Hallelujah. In other words, it's God doing through people like us what we couldn't do on our own. The Hebrew word Messiah and the Greek word Christ both mean the anointed. For centuries, the Jews waited for the promised Messiah, or the anointed one, Christ, the anointed one, through whom the yoke of Satan's oppression would be destroyed. No coincidence, he gave me this morning, huh, people? Thank you, Jesus. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. That's Isaiah 10:27. Yes, yes, yes. The word destroyed means absolutely crushed, corrupted beyond use, no good for the devil's use anymore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So at the beginning of his ministry, Jesus stood in the synagogue one Sabbath and read this prophecy from the book of Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he began to say unto them, this day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears. And he closed the book and sat down. That was a sermon. Hallelujah. But it was a powerful statement that is for us today. Jesus had the yoke-destroying, burden-removing power of the Almighty God all over him. And that's what he preached and demonstrated throughout his ministry. The anointing didn't end with Jesus. Hallelujah. After he was crucified, And right before he ascended into heaven, Jesus told his followers to wait in Jerusalem. And this is the important part for you all. To wait in Jerusalem until they were baptized in the Holy Spirit and received power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Just as the word Christ is not just another name for Jesus, but is defined as the anointed one, Christians means more than just followers of Jesus. It means the anointeds. So that's what we are. We are the anointeds when we are filled with the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to go on to talk about that today. So I want to read out of, let's see, I think I, where did I bring it? Here it is. I want to read out of Jeremiah. And this is all started, it all started when I fell on the floor. That I was glued to the floor. I couldn't get up. I tried to get up, but I couldn't get up. So I knew that God was working in my heart. And what he showed me was how much he loved me. How much each and every one of you have such a purpose. If we're still breathing, we have a purpose. We still have a purpose. And it's so important that we take that time in the presence of the Lord like we did today. Because he'll reveal to you strategies.
Oh, yes.
Strategies. Your calling, your purpose. And you are so important. The love of the Lord's displayed through all of us when we reach out and help one another. Amen?
Amen.
So and I know that's a lot of reading, but bear with me. So this is Jeremiah 1, 4 through 12. Then Jeremiah 1, 17 through 19, but it's the New King James Version that I'm reading. Then the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Then said I, ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth. Now, speaking of that, sometimes it's like I look at all these pastors and I look at all these people that are like doing so many things. And it's like the more I learn about God, the more I realize I don't know.
Amen.
I have not arrived, nor will I until I get to heaven. But I humble myself under his mighty hand because I know that just because I'm young in the Lord, maybe I don't have all the knowledge. The Holy Spirit teaches me, guides me, leads me, shows me what to say, shows me what to speak, gives me songs. I love him. I'm just so grateful. So, but the Lord said to me, do not say I am a youth, for you shall go to all to whom I send you, not who we think we should, whom I send you to. And whatever I command you, it's a command. Whatever I command you to speak, do not be afraid of their faces. For I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have set this day over you. I have set this day, set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to pull down, to destroy, and to throw down, and to build, and to plant. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? And I said, I see a branch of an almond tree. Then the Lord said to me, you have seen well, for I am ready to perform my word. So he gives you the words. He performs his words. There's no pressure. It's a peace that you follow.
Amen.
In the Great Commission, whatever he tells you to do, it's easier than you think. It's all about prayer, his presence, following him. He gives you the words. Everything he does so that other people will know that he loves them.
Amen.
Therefore, prepare yourself and arise and speak to them all that I command you. Again, there's that command. Do not be dismayed for their faces, lest I dismay you before them. For behold, I have made you this day a fortified city, an iron pillar, and a bronze wall against the whole land. Wow. The whole land. Glory to God. Against the kings of Judah, against its princes, and against its priests, and against the people of the land. They will fight against you, but they will not prevail against you, for I am with you, says the Lord, to deliver you. Hallelujah. The anointing and gifts that God gives you are for the ones that he sends you to. They're not for you. They're for where you set, who where he sends you to, how he can use you and lead you and guide you. Amen? Amen. So we're to stir ourselves up in the Holy Ghost. I was baptized in the Holy Ghost at the age of 20 in London, England, and I've never been the same. That's when the power hit me. And immediately, it was evangelist, evangelist, evangelize. I mean, you're here to sing, Wendy. I know, but I got to come over here and evangelize. It's like, I knew. And there were young kids, young teens that needed the Lord. And I was so thankful that I got that opportunity. And I'll never forget it. So as you see in Jeremiah, I also received the fire of God. I was looking to see if we're good. If you want to go on to the next slide, that would be awesome. Thank you so much, Miss Angela. So it all started with me also with complete surrender. So I got saved here, like most some of you know, at the age of 8 in this building and baptized. And I wasn't baptized here, but I got saved. And it was so interesting because it was a complete surrender. Because I didn't play the piano, I didn't do anything, but at the age of 9, the Lord gave me my first song that I wrote on piano called The Right Hand of God. What 9-year-old knows what the right hand of God means exactly? That's the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. But I wasn't filled. I was sealed. But the filling takes you to a whole nother level in the Lord. And it's amazing because there are dreams and visions that are even beyond anything I could have ever thought of on my own. So I knew it was the Holy Spirit teaching me who he was and who I was in him. Hallelujah. So if you want to, the Luke 24:46-47, then he said to them, thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ, the anointed one, to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remissions of sin should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning in Jerusalem. So revival, I'm a revivalist, evangelist. What I love to see are, and I do it myself all the time. Lord, forgive me. I shouldn't have spoken that. Lord, forgive me. I stepped ahead of you. You know, repentance is such a beautiful, transforming, it brings the glory of God down and you just melt in his arms. He is a forgiving, loving God, but he will protect you. He will protect you. You know, he's amazing. And Luke 24:48-49, and you are witnesses of these things. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. Hallelujah. But tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. Very important to step back and pray and listen, but to be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. To be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. The anointing, you go out in his, it's his anointing, but you go out and you respect that anointing. You respect that call. You respect that glory. And you expect great things to happen. And they do. They do. Hallelujah. Amen. Miracles, signs, and wonders. We all should be doing miracles and signs and wonders through the Lord. It is an easy thing for him. And, you know, all we have to do is be obedient to him and walk in his anointing, walk in the call, walk in what he's called you to do. Greater things shall you do, for I go to the Father, right? Amen. Amen. So expect it, because in these last days, if we don't have the anointing, if we don't have the filling of the Holy Ghost, it concerns me, because we're going to need it in these days. We know that there's something, whatever, coming ahead, okay? But I believe that there is a revival that is already here, that is already spreading in little parts, but we're in the center of that. We are here for a purpose right now. It is a divine calling. It is an honor to be here in these last days. He's entrusting you with what he's given you. So use it for his glory. Don't sit back and get lazy. And, you know, it's not a time to be lazy. It's a time to get up. It's a time to arise. But our strength is in him. Our joy is in him. I can't do anything on my own, nor do I want to. Because I'd ruin it. And I don't want to ruin it. And I want everything the Lord has for us. But I believe we are going to be right in the center of that revival. With this level coming, and it's already here, we're already supposed to be rising up into new levels, amen, for what's coming and for what God expects us to do. Amen. Amen. It's going to be wonderful. So complete surrender. And we all know this, so let's say it together, okay? Acts 1:8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in all Judea, and in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Amen. Amen. In Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all, not some, all who were oppressed of the devil. So that's our job, to go out. But it's God's job to do the work.
Amen.
Amen. We're the hands and feet and the voice. Amen. But he says, speak to the mountain. So we speak to the mountain. Amen. The Great Commission is go ye. Go ye into all the world. Preach the good news with the anointing of the Lord, with the infilling of the Holy Spirit. And he'll do it. He just does it. It's so amazing. It's so amazing. Just like this morning when he said, you know what? You need to read that. You need to read that for the people. What song did we, what did he say? The yoke is easy and his burden is light. That's in my sermon. See, that's what Jesus does. He, spirit to spirit to spirit. And it's a flow. When you go, it's a flow. It's not a stagnant river. It's not something that runs dry. Everywhere we go, we should be an oasis in a dry land. We should be a river that continually flows fresh. I felt today, I just keep hearing fresh wind. It's a fresh wind. The flowing and the blowing of the Holy Spirit. It is a fresh wind. He is refreshing you. He is refreshing you right now. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Father, right now for the fresh wind that's blowing in, Father. I thank you, Lord, for all that you've given us to do. It's an honor and it's an opportunity to serve you with all our hearts, with all our souls, and with all our minds. Hallelujah. Speaking of going out too, June 7th and June 8th, we're having an outreach in Schoolcraft, Michigan with Apostle Terry and Brother David Harris. So it's going to be amazing. So anyone wants to help, there will be a sign out sheet because I also sign up sheet because I also want to start going out in our community. It's time, boots on the ground. It's just time. It is time. So we did some last year, but now I'm more available. So we'll be going Fridays and Saturdays, so I'll have that out for you. So anyway. I want to show the next slide. This is Pastor Daniel McGee. I was with him for about 3 years, but I knew him at the river for many years. And right there at the river, he said, all evangelists come forward. He didn't know it. It was on video, and I didn't know it. I had my eyes closed, but on the video you can see, he just stands back and he starts praying in tongues. And then all of a sudden you can see my hands rise higher and higher and higher. And then he goes, bam, right? It still hits me because I got my personal soul goal. And I'm like, Lord, are you serious? And he's like, yes, I'm serious. We're going to do this. And so, it's the fire. So it's also the fire. As you can see my face, it's the fire. It's the joy. It's the wow, God. You know, he does the wow. He wows us, doesn't he? But actually, it should just be normal. It should just be a normal thing when we see a miracle. Amen. Because with him, we can do all things. So the Lord gave me my personal soul count, and I literally heard the cry of nations. I heard their cry. Not just for our community, but for the nations, just nations. I just heard their cry, and I just started weeping because I literally heard their cry. And you know how on the old school prison doors, like, you can hear that gate opening, like on the wheels, they have wheels on the bottom. I heard the prison doors on opening. So it's such a miraculous, such a mighty thing when you follow the Lord and you answer the call in complete surrender, like that little boy was in the previous picture. All I was doing was in Virginia singing in tongues and just playing the piano. And that little boy just came down and just praised the Lord. Just worshiped. That is so pure. Worshiping in spirit and in truth. Bringing the name of Jesus. It's not about our recognition. I don't care if anybody knows my name. But I would go for the one he sends me. I would go for the many that he sends me. That's the Great Commission, is the love of the Lord. The love of the Lord going in the anointing of God. Hallelujah. So I wanted to read Mark 10, 29-30, because this is the verse that I stood on as part of the Great Commission. And it's still, I'm so, anyway, you all understand, you most of you know me. So Jesus answered and said, "Assuredly, I say to you, there is no one who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake in the Gospels," the good news, "who shall not receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions. But be not afraid. It's in this age to come and eternal life," is the rest of the verse. Persecutions come. They do. I've had many persecutions. People trying to shut down. People trying to come against us. One time we were walking in the streets of Texas. And as we were walking by, I think I'd said this before, that somebody was basically calling out these girls and not naming and calling them out. And they were supposed to be Christians. And they were like, "You're going straight to hell because of what you're wearing, blah, blah, blah." And I'm like, that's not the good news. So the Lord told me, he said, "Take the team, walk up and down the street and just pray in tongues." So we started praying in tongues. We started praying in tongues. And as we turned around to come back, they were already leaving. And those girls that they were yelling at got hugs from us, and they got saved. They received Jesus. So I'm telling you, it doesn't matter the persecution. It doesn't matter. Jesus was persecuted beyond anything. Paul and Silas in the jail sang praises. If they can do that, we can do that. Amen. I'm not afraid of dying. I'm not afraid of going to jail. I'm not afraid of any of that stuff. I'm really not afraid of much. So I should say anything, really. It doesn't. I don't like snakes. But anyway, I know that they can jump 5 feet, and I'm only what, five? Well, I tried to say I was 5'1". The doctor's like, "Yeah, right." No, I'm only 5 and a half or something. So anyway, that's beyond the point. But anyway, my point is, speak only what the Holy Spirit tells you to speak, and do only what the Holy Spirit tells you to do. So the next slide, please. So basically, Mark 16, if you all have your Bibles, you can turn with me there. The Great Commission, this is also part of the Great Commission, hallelujah, verses. It starts in verse 15-18. "And he said unto them, Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. Raise your hand if you're a believer. Do you believe? Yeah. And these signs will follow those who believe. Amen. In my name, Jesus, the name above every name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. But that doesn't mean we play with snakes. Amen. Yeah, don't ever do that. And these signs, I'm going to read it again. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, in these last days, we need to really pray over what we eat and drink all the time. If they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Doesn't say they might. Says they will. Amen. So the next slide, please. Thank you so much. So basically, we follow the peace of the Holy Ghost. We listen to what the Lord tells us to do, and then we follow through. So listen to what the Holy Ghost tells you to do, and then we follow through. He's always given me these little rhymes and things. That's how I remember. Okay, Miss Angela, thank you. There's another one. Thank you. So this has been me sometimes. I tried to get the T in there, but anyway, this is me sometimes. Only speak what the Holy Spirit tells you to speak. Nothing more, nothing less, and nothing else. That's a quote by Dr. Rodney Howard Brown. But that has been me many times because I tend to get excited in the moment, you know, and I never want to follow the flesh or emotions. It's not about me. It's all about what the Holy Spirit wants us to do. So we really need to make sure that we are pressing in and that we're following the peace of the Holy Spirit, because it's not a striving. And the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. Amen? He's a gentleman. So no matter the age, if you're young or old or older, and I'm sure some of you have heard this before, you don't retire. Right, Mama? You refire. She goes out with me on the streets. Yeah. Do you care if I tell them your age? Okay. So my mom will be 80 this year. And she goes out walking with me and flyering. So she's a real blessing. So I'm grateful she's our intercessor too when we go out. So I'm very grateful. We need intercessors. We need to pray before we go. We need to put feet on the ground and pray. And so that's what I want to do for every time we go out. Amen. And like I said, there will be a sign-up sheet for everybody. But anyway, when the Lord sends you out locally, nationally, or internationally, like I said, it's not a striving but a peace. It's the anointing, the presence of God that destroys the yoke. And his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Amen. Amen. So he has risen. He has given us the victory to overcome anything that comes in our path with the resurrection power of God, because we serve a risen Savior who's already given us the victory. He's overcome the world. So we go in that. We go in that. Thank you, Jesus, for the resurrection, uplifting power of God that's saved, healed, and delivered. That's what we're going to see, people saved, healed, and delivered. Serving with a servant's heart. A servant's heart is so important. A servant's heart, because we're not here just for ourselves. You know, oh good, oh this anointing feels so good. Yes, melt in it, get in his presence. But it's for you to be filled up, then to go out and pour it on others. Like that river that is not stagnated. It's a flow. It's a flow. I think it's so funny that the Lord brought me from the river, Revival Ministries, the River Church, and then brought me to another river because he knows I like to flow, right? Amen? He's a good God. So for today, I know that we had some prayer, but anyone who is in fear of going out or needs the boldness or the infilling of the Holy Ghost, I'd like us to pray for them to, or if you want the fire. 2014, Dr. Rodney laid hands on me and I got the fire. And that is something. Whew. So whenever I lay hands on people, my hands are really red right now. You can see it starts burning. And so I know it's time to lay hands. That's how he lets me know. It's a following of the Holy Ghost. Not a striving, but a peace. Mm-hmm. Amen. For the Great Commission. And we have a lot to do at this time. But it's about complete surrender. Honoring God with our lives. Giving him all the glory. Because it's an honor to go for him. And it's like I said, it's not about our recognition, our fame, or our name. Not at all. We lift up Jesus. And he draws all men unto himself. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Wendy.
Praise the Lord.
And the priest team's coming, and they'll play their closing song while people come forward for prayer. So thank you, Father, for your presence today. Thank you for this word that's gone forward. Thank you, Father, Lord, that you are preparing a people to make way for the Lord. We're called to go and prepare the way for the Lord, and that's what we're doing. And so, Lord, anyone that would have any fear or doubt or unbelief, Father, that wants to participate, Lord, we just thank you for bringing them forward, Lord God, to receive from you today. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.